Let's do it. Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM. Please stay tuned. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready? Ready for the ride of your life?
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only.
The one and only.
Embodiment Underground Radio. With Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just, and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
I'm a fettuccine chaser. I've been getting to some paper. Give a fuck about a hater and get smoked exotic flavors. I done spent a couple budgets, couple deals on my table. They talking M's, give me a pen. We gon' make it happen like cable. It's a movie when I walk through. Niggas turn that back on me, vent to myself. Got no one I can talk to. I was down and out, but God knew. I was willing and able to bounce back. Look, now the spot look like a drive-thru. No church, but I pay my dues. Should I pay a little extra, may I remind you? Bust out my belt like a brick, I wanna shine to. Rolex watch to be exact, my shit gon' blind you. Plus it's my time, fool, I get high through the lows and the highs too. Young like a shark in the water, dripping on them, that's what I do. Lil' baby bad as fuck, but be so cheap, girl, I can buy you. Make a sad ass, got only fans and a bio. I'm a fettuccine chaser, I've been getting to some paper. Give a fuck about a hater, and it smoked exotic flavors. I done spent a couple budgets, couple deals on my table. They talking M's, give me a pen, we gon' make it happen like cable. It's a movie when I walk through. Niggas turn that back on me, vent to myself. Got no one I can talk to. I was down and out, but God knew. I was willing and able to bounce back. Look, now the spot look like a drive.
Even if I worked at a bank, I would never tell nothing. Now that I'm on, they call my phone like they care some. But when it's getting show me love. When I was down on my last and about to fall, who was trying to hold me up? It was me, myself, and not Nas. Fuck me, cause I'm chilling with my feet up.
Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
I'm a fettuccine chaser, I've been getting to some paper. Give a fuck about a hater and get smoked exotic flavors. I done spent a couple budgets, couple deals on my table. They talking M's, give me a pen, we gon' make it happen like cable. It's a movie when I walk through. Niggas turn that back on me, vent to myself. Got no one I can talk to. I was down and out, but God knew. I was willing and able to bounce back. Look, now the spot look like a drive-thru.
All alone, gotta stay up out the mix. Focus, don't worry about it, getting up, bitch. Fake love, gotta keep my distance. On my own, don't need assistance. Gold mode, black, too persistent. Mind your business and keep your two cents. I was broke with a pocket full of lit. Table turn, now them pussies on my dick.
I'm a fettuccine chaser, I've been getting to some paper. Give a fuck about a hater, nigga, smoked exotic flavors. I done spent a couple budgets, couple deals on my table. They talking M's, give me a pen, we gon' make it happen like cable. It's a movie when I walk through. Niggas turn that back on me, vent to myself. Got no one I can talk to. I was down and out, but God knew. I was willing and able to bounce back. Look, now the spot look like a drive-thru.
That's in effect.
The name is just, the gang is us. He's too hot to touch, I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that'll flame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally
a motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, but I'm forming 100 towns. I gotta stack up my shot, I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on to pasta. These niggas scared of me. They some fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him. No one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers. Nigga, get these bars off Wonka. This how a rapper rap like a GQ. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. Presidential rollie like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you niggas. Oh Lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black Concord, just a flex. I'm bored, you can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source. GQ and some drip, something you can't afford. Look, I know you see me on your radio. This how a rapper rap. I know you hear me on your stereo. GQ, hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
Underground, hottest radio.
Motherfucker,
riding it underground. Don't be stupid.
Motherfucker,
riding it underground. Who's tuning in on the stereo? Who's tuning in on the stereo? Riding it underground, hottest radio.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Environment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live. That right.
You're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. Thank you for listening on this Saturday. Beautiful evening. Well, it doesn't look like evening because the sun is shining. It is shining. We got an amazing show today.
Yes, we do.
I'm super excited. What about you, Mundo?
Oh, I'm excited.
We got a good lineup. We have amazing artists calling in at the bottom of the hour at 6:30. We have Young TL and Big Cheese. They're going to be calling in. I went over their bio. I think they have a lot to discuss. They have some good talking points from what I see.
They got stories behind them, too.
They have stories. That's what I'm interested in. Yes, yes. These are young gentlemen who have they're just stepping out into their artistry, and so it looks like they're well on their way. So you guys make sure you keep those apps on lock. We are on the Apple Store, the Google Play Store, and you can also find us on Alexa Skill. Just say, Alexa, start SFM. Also, if you don't have any of those smart home devices or your, what do you call it, the smartphones? Did we call it smartphones? Is that what they call them?
Yeah, oh, smartphones, yeah. Smart devices.
Yeah, it's a smartphone.
Yeah. Okay, I call it the wiretap. But I'm on it, you guys. I'm on it. Yeah, I talked about it. What was it? Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? We wasn't. Did we have a
day before yesterday?
That was Thursday. I'm still on it, dadgone. I hadn't shaken that off yet. But really, with all seriousness, if you don't have any smart home, and no one in 2021 doesn't have a cell phone. I think even 2-year-olds have cell phones these days, don't they?
Yeah.
I think, you know, because
they wear. They got 2-year-olds, and they got even cell phones in their little shoes.
Yeah, they even, yeah. I mean, because they wearing Nikes and stuff, you know, when they first come out
J's,
the womb.
Everything.
Yeah. It's new way. Yeah,
new way. Apple earphones.
all of the above.
Tablets.
But if you want to give it a break, you know, because sometimes I like to see how long I can go without having my phone in my hand. So what you can do is just kind of crank up that laptop or your desktop computer. If you guys have those these days, I don't even know if that even exists that much now. But you can just simply go to our website. You can actually get it on embodimentundergroundradio.com, or you can go to the station's website and just simply put in x360fm.com. I had to think about that. So you can go to either website to get this, get anything on the station. It's running 24/7. And so just make sure you just have all those items in place so that you can stay locked in Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock p.m. And also, too, for the artists out there that are eager to get their music played either on the radio show here from 6 to 7 through the underground, or if you want to get run-of-the-station music, you know, just throughout courses, different times of the day, 24/7, you can go to, again, either website. Just click on, what is that, submissions. I think it used to say submit music, but now it's submissions, yeah. And you can also request for interviews link as well, too, yeah.
Hey, got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also get the merch on the website?
We can get the merch. You can go to X360FM and select shop,
right?
X360FM.
Meantime, we can get something like those cool X360 hats and shirts and stuff.
Yeah, you know, they're selling really hot too. So you guys, you know what? I think we just got a new batch in. So definitely go and get those, because, you know, summertime, spring about to kick in. Everybody want to be cool and be swagged out with the X360 FM gear. But we need to get some Embodiment Underground Radio gear.
Right, right. That's cool too. And
that's what we need to do.
They have like the shoes too.
They got the shoes.
Oh,
God. Oh yeah, they got the shoes. Got the full sets. You know, we got the hoodies. We got the coffee mugs. We got everything, really. Bags, backpacks, you name it.
Oh yeah, jerseys too.
We got jerseys too. Oh, we got it all. Yeah. Oh yeah. And they're selling out. They're selling like hotcakes, really, really. So you guys make sure you check us out. Thank you. I haven't plugged that not one bit. So that's good. That's good. You know, social media really works, because the buzz is out there. It really is. Yeah. So thank you for that, Sil. He on his feet today. He on his toes.
Oh yeah, I want me one of them hats too, though.
You want one of those hats?
Yeah, I can go grab me one. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna grab one?
I'm gonna grab one. Right.
Well, you gotta go online, you guys. Again, it's shop X360FM. All right. So thank you for that, Silk. I'll make sure I mention that next time, because I have been slacking on that. But we have plenty of merchandise. We really, really do, and they are selling like hotcakes.
Okay.
We never run out, but I just kind of like to throw that little pitch in there. That's what they do. You know, we're down to the last one, you guys. You know how they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, look, you guys, starting off the show, that was Walk Through, and that's with our guest interviews is going to be calling in at the bottom of the hour. I like that vibe. We had to clean it up a little bit, you know. But you make sure you guys, and speaking of that, make sure your music is radio edited. And what I mean by that is it's a little bit of profanity is okay. It just depends on the in-depthness of the profanity is what we would like to have cleaned up. You know, I don't want to have the slang words for the body parts, and I don't want to have the sexual terms. You know, I'm cool. All that thing. It's Mother Nature. It's all of that. But I just don't. You know, you get the gist of it all. And that's mainstream radio anywhere. You know, just make sure we bleep out some of those real strong words. But I'm cool with it. I just don't want to put it on the airwaves, because we are 24/7. We have the younger crowd listening to us.
Right. You don't want any suggestive type gestures on there.
Well, yeah. Not just blatantly, you know, just blatant. Yeah, because we got the nuns and the priests and all of them chiming in, you know.
Right, right, right. Yeah, you know,
the pastors.
Yeah, you know, the Pope be checking us out.
He, the nuns be twerking, you know. So we cool with it, y'all.
He told me he'd be checking us out.
I know, we was doing a good beat one day. Sil, so you don't went too far. He just had this. See, I can't joke because he can take it to a whole nother level.
Why you think they call him Supreme High?
Supreme High? Yeah. Now, you know, what's the Pope's name, by the way? Why are we talking about the Pope? Is it Paul or Peter? It's always one of those names, right?
Man, they ain't talking about that Pope.
What Pope are you talking about?
Man,
I'm talking about the Pope over in the UK. UK?
Man, I'm talking about Michael Pope.
Wait a minute, I'm all off. No, but where's the Pope, you guys? Is it in the UK?
The Vatican.
No. Italy. No, we're not talking about Vicarious Fila Dei.
Right.
Okay, no. I'm like, where's the Pope station?
Big Pope, man, Big Mike Pope.
Okay, you know what? We out, you guys. He confusing me. Yeah, it's all good. Look, you guys, make sure we're not crazy, you guys. Just a little, okay? Why are you throwing me off like that? Why? Just talk to me.
Because I didn't know where it was, where the Pope was at.
I asked, where was he located?
I thought it was in Italy.
That's it. Yeah, I said UK.
I didn't catch it. I tried to tell you. You didn't hear me.
You said Vatican. You said Vatican.
The Vatican. That's what they call it. The Vatican. That's the compound.
No, I'm talking about the region in which it's located. Yeah. Where is the Vatican located? Yeah.
Well, I'm from what I think it's in Italy.
I think it is.
Italy.
Yeah. But yeah. So y'all just let me see. This like the other day when I was talking about.
That's what all the gangsters.
When I was talking about the butterfly.
The bumblebee.
I was trying to say bumblebee, yeah. but y'all let me sit here and say butterfly. And I think I talked about the butterfly at least about 2 minutes.
Well, we didn't know if you had some kind of special ninja thing going on.
But something told me to ask, you know, okay, is it UK? And it's Italy. So y'all was gonna hang me out to dry. See, Mondo, y'all wrong. Y'all supposed to catch me.
Well, we didn't want nobody to know we were hanging out in Italy.
Look, you guys, we got an amazing lineup. Make sure you stay locked in, and also definitely at the bottom of the hour, because again, we will be having Young TL and Big G's calling in. And so if you want the 411 on these artists and you want to follow them, get some of their music, I encourage you to stay locked in through the entire duration of the show. Also, if you're just locking in and we're fresh into the show, you can also get the entire segment of all our interviews and some of our shows. I say some of the shows when we don't have interviews, but particularly with the interviews, we have several platforms you can get the entire full show. And just simply, because there's a lot of platforms, so simply go to our IG page and there's a link in the bio. And so it'll direct you to all those different platforms, okay?
Right. You can also hit us on Twitter.
Tweet us on Twitter. And lines are also open at 470-443-9076. What we got on Twitter?
Right. You can check out the podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Spotify. You can check out the podcast on Spotify.
No. All the platforms that are listed, those are the podcast. Right. Each and every last one of them. SoundCloud, all of those SoundCloud. Those are podcasts.
You hit us up.
Yeah. Well, you can't hit us up on a podcast. What you doing? You know what?
So far as you can check out the show.
You can check out the show.
Right.
Yeah. But they can't hit us up, though. Hit us up is on the line. You know, 470-443-90. We have something going on. You know. You know. Mondo, hold me back. Hold me back. Uh-huh. You know, we're going to take a quick music break. I got something to handle real quick. Look, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. This is your host, Maureen Guest.
And Mondo J. Malone.
Sick was in the house.
The one with all the chaos. Yes, we're locked in, you guys. And we are what? Taking control.
That's X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
Hey, yo, this your boy K Chill, and I always keep my station locked to Embodiment Radio.
I'm the rapper that these other rappers jealous of. I made more off CDs than rappers who are selling drugs. True story, every single aspect independent. I got texts from presidents and major labels I ain't read yet. Told my manager I'd knock him out and he was like the homie. Then I fired him. If you're watching this, I'm sorry, dog. Au revoir. I don't need nobody's help, it's me and Nova by ourselves. Come here, babe. This is the entire team, nobody else. I conceptualize, produce, and write like every record. Me and Nova work the hooks, then they're mixed and mastered by Evan. This is homegrown. Shout out all the rappers who have thrown stones. I'ma die rich while your casket full of broke bones. I ain't gon' respond to all your disses, look, I get it. Your videos get no views, you say my name and people click it. But I'm different, you need clout and you're desperate to make a living. But my bank account already full, I counted seven digits like.
Y'all attack me with disses, attract all the critics. All laughing predictions surpass all the limits. The whacker, the rapper, the more he's angered by the fact that I'm winning. I'm stacking the millions, it's tragic to witness like cancer and children.
Hey, no playlists, no pay clicks, no fake.
Rappers call me gay cause my braids pink.
Yo, man, go crazy, so wasted.
Front row at my show, I'm her favorite. I'm famous, they basically hate that I made it. Get paid more in a day than they claim on their paycheck. I'm patient, but say my name again. I ain't playing, I'll buy the place that you stay in. Then raise the rent to the space in your parents' basement is vacant.
They call me privileged, y'all can't admit that I'm gifted. I did it without a label's assistance. I made the business decisions, I overcame the addictions. Lived in the streets, got evicted, kicked it with killers and strippers. But still my vision was different. I bought a mic, started spitting, produced the beats and I mixed it. I turned my hand into a fist and flipped the bird to the system. I prayed I'd finish my mission and keep my image consistent. I fixed the parts that were missing and switched the cast. Mathematics and physics, I had to travel the distance. I had to add some ambition and then subtract my suspicions. I wanted castles and riches, headed for caskets or prisons. I battled bastards and lived for cabin back with prescriptions.
And still these rappers wanna sneak this all over my Facebook, always tryna tweet. I ain't gonna keep this a secret, my marketing genius. The algorithm triggered by exploiting your weakness. And y'all can call me clickbait and gimmicks, I call me rich. 1 million monthly listens on Spotify, suck. I'm about to drop a couple million dollars on the crib. 250,000 on a whip, I just sent my mom a grip. And first of all, I heard it all. I could write a perfect song. I Google the net worth of rappers hating and I don't respond. Middle finger from a private jet, I don't give a single flying. Every single person I have met in person on Twitter, they're tough.
Yo, if rappers wanna beef, I got the roast pan. Put them in the dirt like a UFO crash. Double time rappers mad at murder it with slow raps. All they do is go fast, turn them to some ghosts with the most facts. Slow clap, pulling triggers quickly with no blowback. Cracking under pressure like a cold glass, no fans. Jealous that I rose fast, y'all are on the road back. Look at your career, it's a joke, man. Promise that I won't laugh, say you got the smoke. Can't afford gas, oh man, so sad. You record your album in a closet full of clothes with a notepad. Strong on the outside, muscles with no bone mass.
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah. Let's look at me for a second, man. I was deep in depression, making me weak and pathetic. I thought I needed their blessings, it leaves an impression. I feel the infection, repeating the lessons will only lead to me, and that's a lethal injection. And I was chasing a dragon with no medieval invention. I go to sleep and dream my life would be for me if I catch it. I let my demons possess me till I woke up in a wreckage and realized that I destroyed a whole cathedral of blessings. It's like my feet were magnetic, the street was steel, we connected. I couldn't seem to reach the sky no matter how far I'm stretching. And I was beaten to death and screaming for help for a second. Now I put everything I bleed into completing my records. I can't compete with my past, but I'm still seeking the relics. And I believe with every breath I breathe the sequel is better. No fear, surrender, I'm clear. The pressure, the tears I remember will never let me forget. I was near to the devil, I never claimed to be holy, but I got angels protection. I got a barbed wire halo and devil horns I don't mention. Yeah, the Lord is my savior, but revenge is so tempting. I don't expect to see heaven. If that's the case, I respect it. Cause I tried to cage the beast, but it's woken up the broken lines. It's crushing everything I see like empty cans of soda bomb. You titties on your knees like a grandma who don't own the plot. Put a bullet in your head like words you only spoke to God.
I'm rowing through an ocean all alone inside an open box. Frozen from the blowing snow and soaking through my only socks. Y'all noticed me and chose the heat, so now the water's boiling hot. You'd hope I croak, I'm dope and coke, don't crack it, turn to solid rock. I ain't talking to you losers like you know the cops. I'm rich and
what's up, this your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live. That right?
Monster. If I ain't no monster. Monster. Yeah. If I ain't no monster. Okay. If ain't a monster, Larry Bird ain't have a jumper. Magic, he won a passer. Dominique won a dunker. Monster. If ain't a monster, LeBron ain't putting up numbers. Jordan, he ain't a legend. And Kobe Bryant ain't the mamba. If ain't a monster, then baby, he ain't a stunner. Tyson, he wouldn't punch him. Might fit, play partner. Monster. If ain't a monster, then Fetch wearing 8 by Dahmer. D-Block, they ain't from Yonkers. And Bill Gates are driving Hondas. If ain't a monster, then Stevie, he ain't a wonder. Famous, it ain't Madonna. Beirut. faster than ass, she ain't my mama. Mayweather 0-50, his whole career was a bomber. If ain't a muscle, our president was Obama. Every day I'm getting young and Jamaica's allergic to ganja. If ain't a muscle, my name, it must be Tanya. Having your freedom, boy, and then going to prison fun. Monster, please pay attention, cause you listening to a monster. Inside of me is killing, cause I'm dealing with a monster. Lock and loaded, don't bring that whole shit to monster. Oh, like a motion, that be like, oh shit, it monster. Monster, yeah, boy, I'm a motherfucking monster. Monster, yeah, boy, you listening to a monster. The life we live in, man, it turned me to a monster. The track I'm killing, because I'm feeling like a monster. If ain't a monster, jeans, it ain't intelligent. Midgets taller than giants and insects bigger than elephants. If ain't a monster, then Brooklyn never like Biggie sound. Nate Ross is tall and Shaq weighing about 50 pounds. If ain't a monster, then Jeff Gordon ain't a racer. Patrick Ewing won a Nick and Reggie Miller won a pacer. If ain't a monster, my dad must be Osama. Tiger Woods can't play golf and neither can Arnold Palmer. If ain't a monster, the Ku Klux Klan ain't racist. It's no snow in Alaska, no casinos in Vegas. If ain't a muscle, then Snoop ain't never got high. Boats that made for water and planes that made it fly.
Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
I guess I'm richer than over. Turn to a monster, quit. This is how monster get. Flow monster is Harold Flacco, a monster hit. Monster, please pay attention, cause you listening to a monster. Inside of me is killing, cause I'm dealing with a monster. Lock and loaded, don't bring that whole shit to monster. Oh, like a motion, that be like, oh shit, it monster. Monster, yeah, boy, I'm a motherfucking monster. Monster, yeah, boy, you listening to a monster. The life we live in, man, it turned me to a monster. This track I'm killing, because I'm feeling like a monster.
What's good? This is High Roller P, and you tuned in to X360. Make sure you follow me on IG on High Roller P. My official music label, Harvest Ave LLC, is also on IG. Stay tuned.
So what do I do when I need to, I'm on the air, you guys. Hi there. This is the Embodiment Underground Radio. It's all good. This is live radio, you guys. And I want to explain something. I don't get a hiccup if I'm on the air, because that's what I like about live radio. This is what you get. This is the real deal. And so I love the authenticity of us being able to, you know, sometimes, No, it's the real deal. Absolutely. So I'm good, you know, because everybody looks scared. Like, oh, shit, we on the air. We not ready. You know, I don't do scripts well at all. I just show the real me, okay?
It's better like that.
Yeah, take it or leave it. Some like it, some love it, some can give a damn, right?
Right. All right. Mundo, it's kind of, you got to see my, you know, we got some pit bull dogs at the house, but you got to see her every time she pick up a broom.
Oh, they know they all the way.
They'll run to the back of the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They know. No. It's even more serious than that. If I just say something underneath my breath, they don't let it be something like, you know, I'm frustrated or like a little small curse word or something like that. They'll the ear go up and they'll shoot up out the room. They're like, oh, she's about to let loose. Yeah. Well, you guys, look, we have... For those who are just locking in, shame on you, and I can't say that enough, because we started the show off with a banger. okay? And this is actually a new release by Ashbury. There's three artists that actually this is this walkthrough, and so we really like that. I like the vibe. Got some vocals up in there. We got some rapping. We got a little bit of everything. So with that said, we're gonna go ahead and bring in our actual guest. And so you guys just make sure you stay locked in, get all the information. Right now, we're going to go ahead and bring in Young TL and Big G's. Are you guys there and can you hear me clearly? Okay, and you're going to hear me clearly, I promise you, because I have a very, I'm going to go ahead and warn you now, my voice carries, and it's not on purpose, I just can't help myself, all right? And so I want to thank you guys for joining us this evening on a Saturday. I know you guys got something planned for a Saturday night, so thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule and having this interview. Now, I want to make sure I have this right. We have only Young TL and Big G's. NSG Blatt is not going to be with us this evening, correct?
I know that I'm on the phone. It's Young TL.
Okay.
I didn't know how, if like everybody was calling in, if you linked them or however, but we're not together.
Okay, yeah, because you guys could have called in together, but that's fine. We're going to go ahead and rock and roll with you, Young TL. We're vibing that track, and I'm going to tell you, I mean, I like the vocals. I like the rap sector of it. Walk through, that's a banger. How are you guys doing with that track? I mean, are you getting a lot of sales and spins out there? Because I know you guys just released that, didn't you? Just a few weeks ago, didn't you?
Yeah, it was like a couple of weeks ago. They liking it. We dropped the visual shortly after the actual track, so we got like 50,000 views in a week. You know, to be just starting off, I feel like that's pretty good.
Get out of here. Okay, now I understand with yourself, you started out at a very young age and you actually started out as a singer. I mean, you kind of evolved into the rapping stage, is that correct?
Yeah, I started rapping probably like ninth or 10th grade. When I met like one of my female cousins, like we didn't never know each other growing up, but we met each other in high school and she just was amazing with how she put words and stuff together. So I started doing it, and then I can't even sing it alone, so I just incorporated it, you know, incorporated both of them. Yeah, that's where I get it from.
Okay. So, and then now in getting into the rap scene, how do you like it? Because I know I was reading how you kind of enjoyed putting the two together, because I like when you get the tracks when you got the singing and the rapping, you know, it's because I'm a rock head too. I love rock music and I love that combination too, rock and rap. So whenever you get a nice vocal and you got some rap going to it, I like that. I think that tends to kind of hit it off pretty quickly with the fans out there, you know.
It's just different like aspects of like life that you can really like touch with singing and rapping differently, you know?
Yeah. I like that. Now, I was looking at all three of you guys' bio. Now, you and Big Cheese, are you guys both from Tennessee? Did I read that right?
We're both from Knoxville. Yeah, we're both from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Okay. And did you guys know each other prior to getting together with Level Up?
Family.
Oh, you guys are family.
Yeah, we like grew up together.
So y'all homeboys, huh? Yeah, I guess that's how, I don't know if they say that anymore.
That's my brother.
That's my brother. Okay, awesome. And I see here that you look up to artists like Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, and Gucci Mane. Those are some nice picks right there, Young TL.
Appreciate it.
I like that. Now, do we have Big Cheese on the phone? He's not on the phone?
I think
Big Cheese was trying to call in, TL. Yeah.
He's trying to call. Tell him to call right back.
He was?
Yeah. I think he was trying to call in. What we could have done is had them. They could have probably two-way. We can do it with him on the phone. So you're going to bring him in again?
Okay.
We're going to bring him in if he tries back again, TL. All right. Now, from my understanding, and you guys are under the umbrella of Level Up. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Okay, and how's that going so far? Do you see, it seems like they really have you guys' best interest. Looks like there's a lot of artist development going on, and they're putting you guys out there. And I'm going to tell you what first came to my mind when I got the cover art, you know, with this newly released EP. I thought you guys were a group. Is that you guys are not a group? You guys are just three artists that just came together and did this project.
We all three were leveled up. So we just thought, like, instead of us all just dropping and lining up on how we're going to drop and do this, let's drop a dope compilation before we even get into any of that.
Okay, awesome.
So that's how that came about.
All right. And so you guys got a really good collaboration. Now, from my understanding, NSG Blatt, he's out of Philly. So is that someone you guys have known for a while, or was that a new collaboration, a new person in the scene or in your circle?
Well, I think he's from, like, Pensacola, Florida, and
That is Florida. You're right, TL. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's from Pensacola, Florida, and he's, like, one of our CEOs, baby mama, is his cousin. So I guess that's how they brought him along, but it's just been all love since day one. Like, the first day we was ever in the studio together, that's when we made two of the songs that's on our on our EP. So, like, it was a bond from, like, the get-go.
Okay, awesome. So I'm glad that's working out. So do you guys foresee yourselves, and this may be a premature question, so let me know, all right? Do you guys foresee doing any future projects together?
Definitely. I mean, we, like I said, we work so great together. I don't see why we would, like, and then we like bros. We all be together when we are in Atlanta and everything, because, you know, that's where the label's based out of.
Okay, all right, but okay. You guys,
most definitely.
When you guys come down now, because, you know, we're out of ATL also, so swing by next time you're down here. Hanging out or working. I don't want to say hanging out, because I know you guys are out there putting in a lot of time, and more so is for your work and your artistry. So we really appreciate the independent artists, and we love good music, and we don't let go when we get good music. So we'll spin it a little bit longer after this interview, by the way. And what I would like to know real quickly, because we want to bring in Big G. Somehow we wasn't able to bring him in. So when we're done with this interview, TL, make sure you reach out and tell him to give us a call back, because I want to go ahead and get his story also. But when I was looking at both you guys' bio, you guys have a story to tell. You mentioned something about, and you can, I like to kind of snoop, because sometimes artistry is a way of expression, and it's a way to getting to the next level. And you mentioned something about family life and how that was a factor in moving forward and really just kind of going for your passion. Would you like to speak on that for those out there who need to hear your story?
I mean, like I said, it was just really rough growing up. A lot of people can relate to that. You know, a lot of family members not looking out for you how they're supposed to be. You had their best interest and everything. Shit changed. Everything gets better. Just keep on working.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't regret nothing. I don't regret nothing that I went through, because it made me the person that I am.
I like that. So sometimes not getting that what you need from those that are close to you, it puts that more flame to the fire. It makes you let them know, look, I got this. You know, it makes you want to go for it even more. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can totally understand. I'm with you on that one, TL. If he was in front of me, I had to give you a fist bump. I feel you all the way. I think a lot of us can relate to that. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm rooting for you, TL. I like you guys' vibe. I like that cover art. Y'all got that serious look. I think everybody, even other artists, like, yeah, that's on fire. So y'all had that stern, serious, hard look. So I'm vibing every bit of it. So I will be following you, TL, and make sure you follow us back. I know you guys are busy, and you got all these fans out here wooing for you and rooting for you, but just make sure you give us a follow on any one of our platforms. Do you have a question, Silk? We got a question real quick, TL.
Well, I was just wanting to know, what's up, TL, man? This is Silk, man. How you doing?
What's up with it?
Hey, man, I'm great, man. Good to hear you, man. Young lad, you got a nice track there, man.
tell you the truth, man, when you said you like Gucci, man, I was kind of wondering, man, what track you like on Gucci, man, stuff, man? What you like about Gucci?
Ooh.
Just like the realness of them. Like I said, I sing and everything, but it's a whole nother level with just me as a person. But like I said, I really went through what rappers went through. I rather sing and rap about it.
Okay, all right. So you like the different concepts of, you know, bringing a little R&B rhythm with that rhyme flow at the same time. That's cool.
I like it. Yeah.
You know, we always had that Gucci Man battle over here with Young Jeezy, Gucci Man thing. You know, we were half of us like Young Jeezy, half of us like Gucci Man. So I just wanted to holler at you, man, and see what was going on with your flow, man. And that's cool, man. So hey, man, good hollering at you, man. Always know that you're part of the family and don't feel at the Embodiment Underground Radio, my brother. And we got Mondo J. Malone over here, man. He a rap artist himself, independent artist, man. He wanted to holler at you for 1 second.
Yo, what up?
What's up with it?
Nothing much, just kicking back in Atlanta. My question had to do with Gucci, too. I was wondering, what's your favorite Gucci Man mixtape?
Yeah. Beer Print 3.
Okay, I feel it's gonna be early for some reason. I didn't know which one. I was like, it's gonna be an early mixtape. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Beer Print 3. I like when he kind of evolved and started really feeling himself.
Okay,
TL, true Gucci Man.
He definitely a fan. Sure. Yes. You own it, TL. We love it. But look, real quickly, since they took, so y'all just had to go around the room, huh? So I don't be asking them kind of questions. So I just get nosy. I get nosy, TL. That's what y'all, they carry me. They do carry me, TL. Look, real quickly before, because we got to get Big Cheese. I don't care if we have to go over our time. Let us know, let the listeners know. We know how to find you. Let your fans and your listeners and everyone out there, your frenemies, all those who love you, how can they find you on social media?
Facebook, I've been rocking with it because I got a big fan base on there. You can find me on Facebook at Thomas Lee the Real Young. Instagram, that's another one of my big followings. It's Instagram _ Young TL.
Okay. Now, are you guys on Twitter by any chance, TL?
Twitter, same, _ Young TL.
Okay, _ Young TL. Okay, awesome. We're going to make sure we follow you on all. I don't think we do too much of the Facebook. We will make sure to follow you on IG and Twitter, okay? And you'll probably see something come in for both the station and also the show. And I'm sure Mondo, since he's an artist, he typically follows all of the artists. And you'll see all of us come through, okay? And so we're just super
excited. Yeah, I'm following back. I'm showing our love.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we got Big Cheese calling in, TL. So we're going to see, can we bring him in? Salute to you guys. You guys are doing big things. Keep it up. We will be following you for sure.
I appreciate y'all having me.
All right. And likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, you guys. That was TL. Did you answer the phone? Did you answer?
Oh, he hung up real quick.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, look. See, we're trying to bring in Big Cheese, you guys. I'm sorry. We're having a little bit of difficulties today. We're going to go to a really quick music break so we can work this out. Listeners, do not go anywhere. We're going to bring Big Cheese in one way or the other. Stay locked in. You're listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control.
Focus, don't worry about it, ain't no abuse. Fake love, gotta keep my distance. On my own, don't need assistance. Go mode, blessed, too persistent. Mind your business and keep your 2 cents. I was broke with a pocket full of lit. Table turn, now them bitches on my dish. I'm a fettuccine chaser, I've been getting to some paper. Give a fuck about a hater, nigga, smoked exotic flavors. I done spent a couple budgets, couple deals on my table. They talking ends, give me a pen, we can make it happen like cable. It's a movie when I walk through. Niggas turn that back on me, vent to myself. Got no one I can talk to. I was down and out, but God knew. I was willing and able to bounce back. Look, now the spot look like a drive-thru.
That's in effect.
I can do this. I know I can do this. You know, I've been here before. I just gotta bite the bullet on this one, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I still ain't found. I've been searching here a while. The same old town, the same old stench is found. I pass a lot of people, they just look at me up and down. I got a cramp from running, and running cramps my style. But I feel something chasing, I feel I know the sound. These shadows must be hungry, cause they follow me all around. And none of my friends are solid, but I'm standing on solid ground. I just really wanna be somebody, just wanna make mama proud. Just wanna excite a crowd, been running for miles and miles. Man, I better not toss that towel, stay hungry, never quench that ground. Feel the thunder when I stomp them grounds. Yo, I'ma end up in the lost and found. Had a vision I was well renowned, with a diamond on my ring and an encrusted crown. And I don't know if I can trust these shadows, and I don't know if I can win this battle. To ride it out, I'ma need a saddle. I'm sick of sipping from the bottom of the barrel. Stick my soul into the fire till I'm sterile. I feel the flames in my bone and my marrow. Now let me go, I'm sick of bending like a bull. You put me back far enough, it's time to fly like an arrow. Bite the bullet, 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 bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. Just let it go, I gotta bite this bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. I think it's time I finally bite the bullet. Just let it go, I gotta bite this bullet. And I don't know if I can trust these shadows, and I don't know if I can win this battle. All I know is I refuse to break brick wall, and my way I break it down to gravel. And I'ma stand as the king of my castle.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Hey yo, this your boy Trick Elmo, and you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL. Embodiment Underground Radio. Y'all tune in.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. That Trick Elmo, man, he cool, huh? He suave. I like that. Play that one more time, Silk. Come on, come on, come on. Run it, run it, run it.
Hey, yo, this your boy Trick. Yo, this your boy Trick Elmo. You know who I'm right here when I'm in ATL. Embodiment Underground Radio.
You can't get no smoother than Trick Elmo. You guys go follow Trick Elmo on social media. That is one cool dude. Oh, yeah. Y'all know he cool.
Trick Elmo, yeah, he chilling.
Prior to after TL, that was the branch, Bite the Bullet. I think this artist is out of UK. I already have it open. But he's out of UK. You guys go follow the branch. I think that's one word. I think that's how he has it. I like that little vibe. It's something about it. I like it. I can't let go of it just yet. And speaking of music that I'm vibing with, starting the show, we opened up with Walkthrough with three amazing artists, and we were able to interview one earlier, and we got one of the other artists. We got Big Cheese on the line. Big Cheese, how are you this evening?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I am doing good.
What's up, Cheese?
What up?
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, thank you for joining us. I was telling TL, you know, I know it's a Saturday night, so it's no telling what you guys got planned. So we really, really appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedule. I know the artists are busy. You guys are, most times I hear they're either in the studio making music or doing something, particularly on a Saturday night. So we really appreciate you. I
appreciate y'all for having me.
Yes, always. We got a little bit of a scoop on you. Not on you, but I did learn that you and TL, you guys are both from Tennessee, and you guys are pretty close. You know, you like brothers basically. And so we did get that 4-1-1. Yeah. Let me ask you about this collaboration between yourself, TL, and NSG Black, because I was stating earlier, I had to figure out, I said, this is not a group. These are actually three independent artists that you guys are just collabing on this EP. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and so far, so good.
We three individuals, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, Bosonia.
Now you know what, Big Cheese? You got a story to tell. I went through your bio tooth and nail, and I like your story because you are an inspiration to a lot of people out there. You're evolving, and you know what I mean. There was a struggle there at some given point in time, and you have proved yourself worthy of everything. Are you willing to talk about where you come from, fast forward to now as an artist? Because I think a lot of people really need to hear your story.
Most definitely. I started off, well, you know, I'm from Knoxville, east side of Knoxville, Tennessee. And, you know what I'm saying, growing up, it was a lot of crazy stuff going on. I live in the middle of everything, so mm-hmm. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on. So I did grow up in church, but when I come home from church, my homeboys is the same people that's in the streets. That's who I'm hanging with, you know what I'm saying? So I had two different sides of them. I had my mama that's got me going to church and my homeboys that got me doing, you know what I mean, whatever we doing, you know what I mean? But I ended up going to prison, you know what I mean? I ended up going to the federal prison. And I ended up sitting there as a lay down for 2 years. And I got out of prison and I violated and went back. And when I got out that time, I was like, man, I'm going to take this music seriously. Because the first time I got out, I was doing music and I was just in the streets still, though. You know what I mean? I'm doing the music, but I ain't really always 100% there. Because I'm back and forth. But when I got out this last time, I'm like, man, I gotta stay out for my kids. I got two little boys, you know what I mean? I gotta stay out for my kids and actually do something with this music. Because more people start actually believing in me and start making me believe in myself a little bit more. And my brother just recently passed. So that kind of made me go even harder on it because he was one of my biggest supporters.
I can imagine definitely losing a loved one. That can either make or break you. And so in this situation, that made you go even harder in life.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? When you first started out, Big Cheese, you know I'm going to mess with you a little bit. I got a beef with you. When you said you grew up in the church, they said them pastor kids be some badasses. You know?
My daddy ain't no pastor. See, my daddy, he was, yeah, he used to be like he used to drink a lot.
Uh-huh.
And his mom passed. So when his mom passed, he was like, man, he told his mom that he wasn't drinking no more. He haven't picked up a bottle since. So like my whole life, I just heard about, man, your daddy used to be this and your daddy used to be, man, he used to be a crazy dude, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't see the church side of my dad, you know what I mean? But I didn't hear all the stories and everything like that, but.
Now who kept you in church, Big T? Was it mom, grandma? Who's the one who dragged you along in church?
My mom and my daddy had me in church. They both go to the same church. So my mom was in the choir, my daddy was a deacon. So I used to sing too, so I used to sleep in the choir too.
For real? Okay.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I used to be everything. You know, so I used to sing, you know what I'm saying, come home, play basketball, come, you know what I mean, everything. I did everything.
That's interesting.
But yeah, Big Cheese, this is Silk, man. I hope you realize that.
What's going on?
What's up, partner? I hope you realize your dad, man. Your dad's strong, man. It takes
strength, man, to correct yourself, man. It takes strength and knowledge, man, to correct yourself, man. So, salute to your dad, man. Straight up.
Most definitely. Appreciate it.
Now, how is your relationship with your father now? Is it you guys pretty good?
Oh yeah, that's my number one. That's my dude.
There you go.
I mean, he was with me my whole bid. You know what I mean? He was with me before that, but I'm saying my whole bid, he ain't miss a beat.
Love it.
You know what I mean? Every time I ever need my daddy, he coming through.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So that's my top dude for real.
Awesome.
And it's crazy because a lot of people don't really say that. So I don't take light to that. So I noticed it, you know what I mean? I'm happy for it.
And you know what? And I like that too, Big Cheese, you know, because I'm a parent and I have kids around your age and even older. And, you know, when you mention how some people would say your dad used to do this and do that, I like that, you know what? that doesn't matter. He's still your everything. Because now I hear sometimes, I always hear stories about how people have these problems with their parents, and they had this sad story because their parents were imperfect, you know, and they just create this scenario on how neglected they are. So I love, I mean, I just, for you to say that, it's like, you know, basically in a nutshell, he is my everything. You know, despite, we didn't care how much he drank, he's still your everything. He played a solid role in your life. So that's a beautiful thing, Big Cheese. And I think that also probably enabled you, because, you know, we live through our children, and you're going to be living through your children. And that was probably one of the enabling things or components to allow you to kind of step yourself up and, you know, and just move on and grind and get to where you are today. So I like that. I really do. Yeah.
Most definitely.
So you over there thinking, I see you.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk to Big Cheese all night.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a good dude here, man. And some real nice lyrics got there, too, man. So y'all keep up the good work, man.
I appreciate it.
And especially the one thing that really grabbed me about that tune, man, when y'all started out with that little guitar lick, that was nice flavor. Nice flavor on there.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. How's your support system, your support team? I know you spoke of your parents, so I know that they're there for you. Do you have a pretty good support system in place?
Most definitely. I got a lot of people. The city behind me, they just, you know, where I'm from in Knoxville, they more so when they see everybody else rocking with it, they gonna be always behind me. But you know, you got your people that say, man, you hard, you tough, but they ain't going to buy your CDs until, you know what I mean? They're not going to go stream all your music. They rather you send me this. Well, when you can go stream it on Apple Music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, show support, right?
But you know, that's more the stuff that I deal with right now. But you know, it's a lot of people that say they behind me. I don't, you know what I mean? I can't per se what you know. I think I got a pretty guys following.
Yeah.
As far as for my city, but well, you know, it can always be bigger.
Yeah, and it will. It takes time. You know, I've been on my own for a long time, and I think I even asked the same to TL in previous interviews. You know, one of the obstacles I think that we all face, because, you know, being an artist, that's your brand. That's your, you know, you're working for yourself. And even as in radio and things that I do, and a lot of other people can relate. They don't want to give you the support that we're really expecting, but you guys, I've checked out your websites, and not your website, your social media. You got Level Up Music Group that's behind you, putting you out there and putting that artist development on you. Your image is great. I love that cover art. I like that heart look. I do. I love it. I think it's so freaking cool. And you guys got a lot of attention on that when I posted, because I found out the NSG Black, he wasn't going to be able to join you guys this evening, and I hate that. And make sure you tell them that the team over here, the Underground, says hello, okay? And we know he's two part of that project, and I really hate I didn't get a chance to speak with him, but I like that image you guys have going on. And so you guys are just simply amazing, you know? So you on your way. You guys on your way. Yes.
Who are your favorite music influences?
Who are my music influences?
Yeah.
I like one of my music influences are I like Kevin Gates. I like Gates, I like Drake. And more on the hood more though, I like Dirt. Dirt Tough. I like every time somebody asks me these questions, I don't be having like a set five or number of people that I be choosing, because it might be a completely different. I listen to so much music. I listen to myself a lot.
There you go.
Yeah.
My friends keep me up on all the new music, and I be like, man, that's hard. And I end up listening to that. Like, I like the numerated. I like the old one. Quicksand. I mess with Quicksand. I like it. So I like a lot of different type of music.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that's good. You got some variety there. So you're a true artist. I think when you're like deep into your artistry, there is it's like it's beyond measure as to who could be your favorite this or that. I mean, because you got an ear for everything. Right. And so I like that.
He like his stuff too.
So yeah, that's you know what? That's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna tell you like what show. Own. I'm gonna tell you what radio show I listen to all the time. Embodiment Underground Radio. And I always got my app on X360 FM. I listen to my own brand. How about that? And you know, you got to be your biggest fan. And it's not. I'm faking it. I am my biggest fan. I yeah. really am. Oh, yeah. So oh well, get over it. You know, for those who don't like it. I love it. But look, Big Cheese, do you have any more projects outside of the this EP that you guys just dropped? Anything coming up individual on your end?
I do. I actually just dropped the video to New Body. I just dropped it yesterday.
Wow.
Y'all can go get there right now. New Body, it's me featuring Cat One. I got a couple projects on the way. I got a feature for Rallo Rodriguez. I got a feature with 24 Heavy. I got my EP about to drop. I'd be lying if I told you a date right now, but just know it's in the upcoming weeks. It's about to come.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna have to call the show and let y'all know when it's gonna drop.
Please do. Please
I'm
do.
Definitely get ready to drop.
All right.
Yeah, you need to send us that track with Camp One too, man.
Yeah, yeah, put that bad boy on rotation. Yeah, yeah.
I got you. It's actually on the Essence of the Street too.
Oh, okay. Really?
It as a single too.
Okay.
It's on the Essence of the Street. It's called New Body.
New Body.
Okay. Okay. Y'all got that?
Yeah, we're gonna check for it, man.
Y'all got it. Okay. All right. Well, look, we're gonna make sure we because I don't think I followed you guys just yet, but we will be following you on both Twitter and Instagram. That's we use that more often than just the Facebook. And we'll definitely any music you want to put in rotation or put on, you know, the station, the run of the station or just the show, we'll be happy to spin it for you. And typically when we do spin music, it'll show up on your feed and your Twitter to show that we are actually putting your music out there. So anything we can do to help, you know, bump up the independent artists and put that exposure out there. We've been around for a minute now, so I like to think that we can help with that as well. So just feel free to reach out to us at any given time. And that goes for both you, TL, NSG, you know, all three of you guys. If you need us in any sort of manner, just let us know, okay?
Most definitely. I appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. And real quickly, before we let you go, let the listeners know how they can find you on social media.
Instagram, y'all can find me at Big Cheese, BigCheeze. Facebook is Louis Fetti, LouiFetti. And on Snapchat, you can follow me at Louis V7, LouiV7. That's LouiV7.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be following you as well, Big Cheese. It has been an honor. We love your story. We love your music. We love your energy and your vibe. Everything is on point, okay? So you keep doing your thing and stay in contact, and we're going to be following and watching you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, and thank you. Right, you enjoy man. Your evening.
All right, fam.
All right, y'all too. All right, for sure.
All right. Yes, bye-bye. Okay, that was two good interviews. I kind of like doing that individually too. I like that because I was able to get each and every both of them undivided attention. Well, we were able to give them undivided attention.
Absolutely.
And so yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that was good. And that, I like they have stories and they're driven.
Oh yeah, they're legit.
Yeah, they're very legit. They're legit. And they're driven in all the right ways.
Right.
I had to mess with them though. You grew up in the church. Them little church kids be bad. You know they be bad. We used to play. I didn't just grow up like heavy in the church, but we used to go and hang out with my grandma over there on Mount Moriah, and we'd be all up in that church playing and hiding in little secret spaces and stuff, getting in trouble. Yeah, and I wasn't even a church kid, so I can't be talking about church kids.
Grandma or granddad. So, yeah. Somebody snatching the kids.
Yeah.
Church.
We hanging out, you know, on weekdays when they working in the church before they opened up to have party on Sunday.
Yeah, they had some good food too. Though.
Oh yeah. That's the best part after services. Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, you guys, that was Big Cheese and TL. Shout out to NSG Black. I checked out his social media also, and we also have his bio, And so you guys make sure you follow these amazing artists. And also, you guys make sure you follow our co-host. Mondo, how can they find you?
You know, you can Google me, Mondo J. Malone. I'm all social and music platforms as well.
All right, you guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. We're going to go ahead and finalize whatever we can on the hit list. And I guess you guys can just relax for Sunday. You'll get a break from us for one day. But make sure you come back to the drawing board Monday through Saturdays from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. I had to think about that.
Yeah,
Monday through Saturday. So make sure you keep us on lock. You can find me on all social media platforms. Just Google me. I think, because I don't want you knowing all my information. Just go to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You know, you Google somebody, maybe trying to do a search. They're trying to give them a credit report and all that stuff. Yeah, so just follow me on all the major social media platforms, Maureen Guest, and make sure you return back to us on Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Silk, how can they find you?
Yo, y'all can hit me up on Instagram, man. Holler at me, man, and just look for your boy Silk, man. So it's Silky Silk, man. You'll see it underscore. It's Derwin. That's right. Derwin Hicks underscore Silky Silk.
You need to change that to make that a little bit more simpler.
Yeah, we'll change it.
Yeah, make it simpler.
Yeah, I need you to help me with that.
Yeah, I'll help you out. Yeah. I'll help you out.
And we're going to, you know, shout out to the X360 Rock Station, too. It's been putting in a lot of traffic, man. We enjoying it. So we're going to definitely fine tune it and get on there and see what we got on there coming up in the future.
Get some voices on there as well. Yeah, because it's typically straight music.
Yeah,
but we do that for a reason, because that rock, you know, you don't want too many interruptions. So we kind of like to keep that bad boy going. But I think Silk going to get on the mic starting next week.
Right.
So you guys, we'll advertise for it. So you guys make sure you stay locked in, okay?
Yeah,
we're 24-7. 24-7.
And we heard in what? How many different stations?
86-plus.
Different. 86-plus.
Yeah. Countries.
86
yes.
Plus.
That's
huge.
And
man.
But really, as far as the rock station is pulling in a lot of international artists. I mean, right. It's utterly ridiculous. I mean, it's from all over. Just a couple of weeks ago, you know the lineup we had, anywhere from Israel to what was that?
Russia
to Germany to UK. What was the other? It was.
I think it was. I want to say New Zealand.
It wasn't New Zealand. Like it's on the tip of my tongue, but we pulled in a lot. Yeah, we pulled in a lot. And we have a lot more in queue. Yeah. For anyone who wants to get their music out there, just go to our website at x360fm.com and go to submissions. We do have a very long waiting list. We try to work through it as rapidly as we possibly can. One of our problems, and I like to think it's a good problem, is to get a lot of music in. But I just ask you guys to please be patient. We're not, you know, ignoring you. We're not like not professional, because sometimes people look at the timeliness of it.
Right.
Just know that we get we have a plethora of music, because I'm wrapping up. I'm pretty much done with 2019, so we're pretty much kind of catching up. So we're kind of dibbing and dabbing from 21 and 20. So the people in 21 don't have to wait to 22.
Right.
You know, we're just trying to bring everyone, we're actually merging everything together.
Yeah.
Impeccable music too. Good quality.
I mean,
good
talent.
Man, we like,
that
wow.
Real talent.
They out here working hard.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Not manufactured talent.
And the artists are like, man, they out here strong.
Yeah. Indie, all of them. All genres. Even down to the to the techno music.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we get more of the DJ type stuff, but
we even getting Christmas stuff.
Remember oh yeah,
Christmas music.
All like, kind of Christmas music. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, man,
you know?
It's like wow.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do the holidays, but for those you know who do, you know, we give people that opportunity to enjoy a little Christmas music. We don't force people to follow our footsteps, but yeah, absolutely. Well, look, you guys, this was an amazing show. I like to say we had an amazing show. Sometimes I don't like to have to seek approval from others. I think you have to pat yourself on your back sometimes.
Oh,
yeah,
man, this thing is banging.
Banging. Yes, man, yes.
It's like the lemon pepper on the wing, man.
No. That's the teriyaki on the wing.
Okay, you like teriyaki?
I don't like lemon pepper. No. It has to be real light. Real light.
No,
put all that
lemon pepper on the wing, man. Make them good.
So you want me to, so you give me more some wings, but I'm a vegan, so I can't do wings anymore. But I can imagine.
Let me pepper some cauliflower.
I can fantasize. Now, you know what? If I got to do all of that, I'm going to get me some real wings up. Forget that. That's some daggone cauliflower. It's no way. I'm not going to mess with my head and make myself thinking I'm biting into some daggone wing. You know, that's what you call mind, you know what. You know what I'm saying? You know I want to say the word, right? It's a bad word. But I'm not gonna mess with my head. The world does enough of that. I'll leave that up to them. Okay. And they not gonna even mess with my head. But look, you guys have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Lock in on Monday at 6:00. You've been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and this is your host, Maureen Guest, and we have taken control.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
I got royal blood in my veins. Pride till I die, you too loyal to shame. Growing from the mud, we don't see soil the same. Fuck with my past stems, I plant seeds for the change. Through the low class living, I never played the lottery. Buy you my ideas, the jackpot's inside of me. If you gotta say UG, you don't really move silently. Never in the heat of the kitchen like the lasagna be. Used to mob deep, now I'm becoming a prodigy. Cause havoc to them crooks, headway on it. Yellow tape metrics, better proceed with caution. Young niggas these days, they really ain't with no talking. Kyrie offenses is nothing for them to cross you. Your only options, coma or coffin. Sniff from having no conscience or no dreams. Got them ironically sleepwalking. The body's a vehicle, that's what my folks taught me. They got demons bidding for yours just like an auction. I just stay under my center reading my options. This my shot the ball, my hooper shot was too awkward. Like, plus I'm marrying. The sun been a mirror for years and I cherish it. Became allergic to fitting in, fuck Claritin. Cream made the fit with this heat, no bearing.
Take it in a mission, it's hip hop convention. My pen is endless, it's full of penicillin. I ain't old school, I put you in detention. Breaking your heart, I'm not mid-conditioned. Me and Chat talk. We known as rebels, way in the water. See below the level, made a new wave. Like I throw a pebble, bet you get blown like smoke out the kettle. Just an outcast of a Gemini man. Fighting myself like Gemini man. Call me pandemic, I sanitize hands. We in routine, but my clan. Eat you, geek goose, beat you, defeat you like a seafood. Your flows are style like a pair of Vizus. I diss you so hard, your fans critique you. They call me D1, they call me D2. You so way behind, you stuck in week 2. All in person's real is a Hebrew. Push it like Malice, Mr. Me Too. Yeah, I see you as a YouTube star with only 3 views. Claiming that the streets like that blush deep blue.
Guess who I am? I am. Yeah, Black Mermaid in the streets talking shit spiritually. Got a problem, basic truth that you got a problem with me. Ain't worried about opinions, you mean is drowning my seas. Salty Himalayan ain't beefing over the meat. Like Arby's in the booth, cooking up a season, you niggas drowning the stew. Rodents get a clue, electrifying shit, I'm Pikachu. Play dormant if I take a Pikachu, I got catalog for days. Pen get to tapping and the fear drifts away. Give me a mic, I got a lot to say. Stand behind my words so you worms squirm away. Don't call me lame if you ain't getting paid. Paper chasing paper, your paper stuck in a phase. I'm not an actor, but bitch, I got the stage. Socially distanced, bitch, I'm bringing sage. I got hydraulics, I'm popping, I make that ass drop. I'm the owner, the buyer, call me the pop shop. You blew a whistle, I'm filing, but I will not stop. Your nigga can't get it, no need to cock block.
What's up? It's your girl Black Mermaid. That's Black Mermaid. It's in Three Eyes, Third Eye, Spiritual Shit Talker. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. You're tuning in to X360 FM. Holla at me.
Hello, X360 FM, your favorite radio station. You have a caller. To accept the call, press 1. For more options, press star.
Hello, X360. This is Sickle Silver speaking, also known as the D-Man.
Acts in effect. Oh yeah. Full circle. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We
That's in a fact.